100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I'm sitting here on my sofa with my leg in an isolation brace, propped up on the coffee table, and the microphone just set against my side. Yeah, I kind of twisted and sprained my knee. Got an orthopedic appointment on Tuesday to confirm all the other stuff, take more x-rays, maybe an MRI, but it's coming together slowly. I wonder if I tore anything. We'll find out, won't we? You want to place your bets in the comments? Anyway, enough of my crap. The weekly challenge, its topic, record. Or record. I don't know. How did you hear it in your mind? Is the fact that I said record first biasing your thoughts? We'll find out. Let's go ahead and listen to what you've come up with, and I'll be back with you in a little bit.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for this week's topic, record, whatever, I've written a story called Night Errors. Why is it that we all have our best ideas at the most inconvenient times? For me, it's always in the dead of night, lying in bed, when in that half-waking, half-asleep haze, storylines will wander unbidden through my mind. Chapters, plots, characters and narratives slip into my thoughts to form perfectly composed and complete stories. Of course, by the following morning, I've forgotten everything. That best-selling story lost forever. I started keeping a notebook by the bed, just to record those nocturnal thoughts. Problem solved, you'd think. But no. I'm so sleepy, I completely forget it's there. There you go. Possibly a true story. Possibly not. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He told her the coffee sucked. She didn't take it lightly. He sneered. The situation was funny. She said no. As a matter of fact, she heated a cup and threw it at his face. He didn't think the situation was funny anymore. She laughed because now she thought it was hilarious. He didn't laugh. She told him, chill. Coffee was just coffee. He said that coffee wasn't just coffee a minute ago. The burn mark on his face cost her a few years of her life. Sometimes laughing becomes a serious matter, especially when you already have a record. This is my story for this week, told by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It was me. I did it. It was all my fault. And I'm the guilty party. You may not be able to prove any of it. In fact, I'm quite sure you can't. But as God is my witness, I'm completely responsible and proud of my achievements. Maybe my confession is enough, but I doubt it will stand up in a court of law. Especially since the star witness, me, will be conspicuous by my absence. You won't catch me. You don't even know who I am. All you will ever know is that I'm responsible. Just for the record.
This is Zach Mann. I asked a music instructor, what would be an easy instrument for an older person to learn to play? I had a recorder, like they tried to teach me to play in elementary school, in mind. He asked me why now. I told him I'm a big fan of the Mutual Audio Network podcast and would like to introduce my grandnieces to audio drama. When he mentioned he still didn't understand my sudden interest in playing instrumentals, I informed him that many of the shows I think they would like warn children shouldn't listen unless accompanied by an adult.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 865 with a prompt of record. Here's my story. Bilbert headed for the gate of the junior high school with the two girls following him. "Are you following me?" Sabrina said. "No, we're just going home." Bilbert stopped. Just beyond the gate were the two boys that picked the fight with him. One of them blocked his way. "You thought you could escape without taking your beating. Come to me." Sabrina took out her phone and turned on the camera. "Are you going to record this to show the principal?" Bilbert asked. "No, for the coven," Sabrina said. "I want to show them how you vanquish the Dark Knights." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the word record. Old things are dangerous. Brute matter. No upgrades. No revisions. Antiques, my girlfriend called them. Her latest find was a black plastic disc a foot across. "I haven't found a playback machine yet," she said. "But listen." She took a pin and dragged it along the surface, and I heard a faint snatch of music. "Data storage? In moulded plastic?" I groped for words. "But that's permanent recording," she said blithely. "Yes," I shouted. "Do you realise the penalties?" I snatched it away from her and broke it over my knee, then threw the fragments into our apartment's memory hole.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I remember the first record I bought. It was a Monty Python album I bought for my brother, who was getting rid of his comedy albums. I got a bunch of other comedy albums from the store, like George Carlin and Emo Phillips. And I listened to them a lot, over and over. They filled the gap between comedy specials on HBO, because this was before streaming and on demand. Over time, I got tapes, then CDs, then MP3 downloads. I don't know what happened to my records or record player. I shrug and look up Gallagher on YouTube and watch.
And there you have it. Some stories on the topic of record or record or however you heard it in your mind. So how many were... Okay, one, two, and then that. Okay, interesting. So the next weekly challenge topic is up on the site. It's a pick two, and I don't feel like reading all them out again because I've already posted a post, posted an episode, posted a podcast, posted a... I don't know what the terminology is anymore. People say these things. Whatever. Posted an episode that lists all the topics. Plus, you can read them. They're up on the site, one a day until the day I die.com. Anyway, we'll find out about the knee. I'll probably put something on social media or whatever. If Twitter and Facebook and all of them are still there with everyone saying, oh, they're all dying. It's life. Everything is dying 1 second at a time. It's called entropy. Deal with it. Thank you for those who have been a part of it this week. And if you're running a little late, well, with that bright and cheery statement, there's always room at the end. You can send your story, and I can post it up on the feed in a separate post. Let's get back to the non-existent script. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.